50 years ago this week, Alfred Hitchcock's film The Birds premiered in New York City. It was partly based on a novella by Daphne du Maurier, but Hitchcock was also inspired by real-life stories of seabirds attacking a town in California. Depicting the famous scenes of violent bird attacks was technically challenging for the director and at times traumatic for the actors. Bringing the idea to the big screen was no easy task, as Lurkin Clancy now explores.
How do you do? My name is Alfred Hitchcock, and I would like to tell you about my forthcoming lecture. It is about the birds and their age-long relationship with man. It will be seen in theatres like this across the country.
In the innovative trailer for his 1963 film The Birds, Alfred Hitchcock is shown in his study, directly addressing the cinema audience. He describes the film as a lecture, and with trademark black humour, he talks about mankind's relationship with its good friends, the birds.
Take this plumed hat from the period of Charles I. How proud the birds must have been to have their feathers plucked out to brighten man's drab life. But man has not been unmindful of his debt to the bird. We have honored our feathered friends in many ways. We cage birds and show them off proudly in most of our zoos. And the turkey is traditionally our guest of honor at Thanksgiving.
Hitchcock's deadpan monologue is interrupted when the film's leading lady, Tippi Hedren, bursts into the room with a chilling warning.
They're coming! They're coming!
There's a sudden cut to disturbing images of rampaging birds, and titles describe the film as the most terrifying Hitchcock has ever made. Depicting the story of violent bird attacks on a seaside town was a profound technical challenge for the filmmakers.
I purposely didn't advise the technical department what would be necessary. Otherwise, they would have said impossible.
The early 1960s were a tumultuous time in American society. In an era of countercultural revolution, the expectations of cinema audiences were changing. After the success of his last picture, the controversial Psycho, Hitchcock was keen to follow it with something equally new and different. Hitchcock held the rights to a short story called The Birds by his friend Daphne du Maurier. Set just after World War II, it tells the story of a community in Cornwall that's attacked by flocks of seabirds. He originally envisaged the story depicted on a smaller scale, as an episode of his popular TV series Alfred Hitchcock Presents. In 1961, he read a newspaper article that made him think the idea could have cinematic potential. The article described how residents of a Californian coastal town were awoken in the middle of the night by a rain of birds slamming against their homes.
Now, from Pep Milk Company, Seago.
Feel better.
Feel younger.
As the screenplay began to take shape, Hitchcock thought about casting. One day, a woman in a TV commercial for a diet drink caught his eye.
After Seago, you feel refreshed, exhilarated. Work slick as a whistle.
The woman in the commercial was Tippi Hedren, a model with no previous film experience. After an extensive screen test, Hedren signed an exclusive multi-year contract with Hitchcock, and he cast her in the lead role in The Birds.
I really didn't have any training as an actress. I had been doing commercials, and Hitch was not only my director, he was my drama coach.
Tippi Hedren was a typically Hitchcockian leading lady. The so-called icy blonde is a recurring character in his films. According to Hedren, Hitchcock's professional interest in her soon turned into an obsession.
He was trying to control who I saw, you know, all of those kinds of things. So that became a very, very difficult time for me. He would not take his eyes off of me. He may be talking to somebody over here, but he was watching me all the time. I think he became obsessed with this character named Tippi Hedren. He felt that he had created Tippi Hedren.
Much of the film was shot on location in Bodega Bay, California. Thousands of trained birds were used to capture the film's signature scenes.
But I think about 3,200 birds were trained, and the ravens were the cleverest. The seagulls were the most vicious. The hardest thing was to try and persuade them not to be so vicious.
Shooting the film's harrowing scenes of vicious bird attacks was at times traumatic for the actors. The perfectionist Hitchcock spent 5 days filming a single sequence in which Tippi Hedren's character is attacked by birds in an attic.
For 5 days, the three prop men had great huge cartons filled with ravens and seagulls, and they just kept hurling birds at me for 5 days. And I would just fend them off as they came towards me. Towards the end of it, one of them jumped, and it cut my eye, just below my eye, thank God. And I just, all of a sudden, I had it with that whole thing, and I got all of the birds off of me, and I just sat in the middle of the set and just started to cry.
Scientists have offered a number of explanations for the real-life bird attacks that inspired the film. The birds may have been confused by heavy fog or poisoned by toxic plankton. Hitchcock's film never offers an explanation for the attacks, and the lack of resolution makes the story all the more unsettling.
That's the damnest thing I ever saw.
Birds just don't go around attacking people without no reason.
Yes, they attack the children, attack them.
What's the matter with all the birds?
Birds are not aggressive creatures, miss. They bring beauty into the world.
Those gulls attack.
The Birds is now widely regarded as a masterpiece. 50 years on, the film still has the capacity to shock. After watching it, it's difficult to look at birds the same way again. Hitchcock offered this explanation for the enduring appeal of his work.
You see, it all starts with a baby, we'll say, at the age of 6 months. And the mother says, boo, and scares the hell out of the baby, gives it the hiccups. And then the baby giggles, and so it goes. We all enjoy putting our toe in the cold water of fear.